Blog Talk Radio.
If it's smooth jazz, then the Jazz Queen and Mike Reynolds are talking about it on Talking Smooth Jazz, your place for all things smooth. Artist.
Hello, Brian. Welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Hello there.
Boney James, welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Thanks so much. It's great to be with you guys.
Layla, thank you so much for coming onto the show.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
Music.
This is the Jazz Queen with the Smooth Jazz News Minute.
With the smoothest show on internet radio, your hosts, the Jazz Queen and Mike Reynolds.
Hello and welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz, where you meet the artists. This is the Jazz Queen along with Mike Reynolds. Mike, how are you?
I'm doing great today, Terry. I'm about to head out and go listen to some music, but I'm doing great.
All right, cool. All right, well, join us in the chat room by going to TalkingSmoothJazz.com and click on David P. Stevens' name. That will bring you right into the chat room. If you would like to call in and speak with David, the number is 646-716-5485, 646-716-5485. Guitarist David P. Stevens returns to Talking Smooth Jazz with a brand new CD called Uptown. David, welcome back.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Mike, David is on the beach.
David on the beach? Oh, okay, okay, big time.
enjoying New Jersey beaches with my family.
Okay.
Hanging out on the beach. So it's been, just about more than a year. The first time we talked to you, David, was February of last year. So, I'm happy to have you back with this new project. This is your third CD?
Yes, sure is.
All right, and you're on a new label, 111 East Jazz Records. Tell us how you came to be on this label.
Oh, wow, it was an interesting story. I actually, I was producing some artists who ended up being on a compilation for 111 East Jazz, and the person, the A&R person who was putting it together, ended up talking to me and liked my style and wanted to hear more. So he heard the album that I did. It was called The Shed, and he loved it, and he said, you know, he would like the sign. So that's how that came about.
And how long have you been with the label?
I've been with them since March.
Okay.
March.
All right. And it's working out for you? You like it? You're enjoying it?
I absolutely love it, to be honest with you, because I think I mentioned to you a little earlier that one of the things about being on a label is I don't have to do everything myself. I've always done the whole thing, writing, producing, playing, managing myself, booking myself. So being able to be on a label is actually a great luxury.
Okay. And you also mentioned that Gail Johnson is your label mate. So hopefully you guys will be, you know, collaborating together and working together. And we'll see you on the road. That'd be great.
Yes, definitely. Definitely. Gail has been really instrumental in my career and just some of her encouraging words. And I'm really enjoying being on the same label with her.
Hello?
Yes.
Yes?
Now, I wanted to ask about, is this label based in Philadelphia?
No, the label is actually based in Jersey, South Jersey.
Okay. So tell us about Uptown. How did I read a little bit about the process on your blog, so explain to the listeners how Uptown came about.
Okay. Well, when I got with the label, they listened to the music, and they were very interested in the project, The Shed, but we wanted to update some things. And at first I wanted to go out. I wanted to put a whole new album out. I had a whole bunch of material in the arsenal and had been working on some things, and their advice to me was to not do that. They said I hadn't reached enough people with the Shed and for me to go back in the studio, remix some things, reproduce some things, add some songs, add some vocalists, and then come out with an updated project to reach out to the masses and not just regionally. So that's what that focus was.
Now, in your blog, too, you also mentioned that you didn't feel like the Shed had gotten the attention that it deserved.
Right. Right, and by that meaning, it didn't get a chance to reach globally. It was more regionally, and they felt that, you know, it could have been a much stronger project, could have had a much further reach, and so they didn't want to see it die and then just, you know, do something else and then see that kind of buried.
Okay. So with this new label, how are they now going to, you know, make that happen for Uptown?
Well, they have a lot of different marketing strategies in place. I know they're focusing a lot on overseas. They've been instrumental in helping me chart. I've been charting on Amazon.com pretty frequently. I've been on the number one, been, you know, in that number one, between 1 and 10 spot in both UK and US for a while. So they're doing a lot of strategizing around that.
Okay.
Now you mentioned that the CD wasn't getting out to enough people, but it found me some kind of way. I don't know. We still haven't figured out how somebody sent it. We don't know who sent the CD. I don't know if you sent it or if somebody in your camp sent it, but when I got the CD, I listened to it, and, you know, I was like, I told Terry, you know, we got to get this guy on the show. This guy
mm-hmm.
is a, you know, good talk, and the CD is good from the first track to the last track.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
agreed.
You know, you make very good music, and I looked at some of the other artists that you work with as well on the gospel side. Now, have you picked up any more artists?
I haven't really. The two artists that I work with mainly are there's a Christian rapper named Red Baron, and then also I work with an artist named Shamika Phoenix, and those are the two that I've been producing mainly. But I'm looking to pick up some more artists.
Okay.
Now, will this be just confined to gospel, or will it be smooth jazz as well?
Well, most of the – is my project gospel, or is that what you're saying, or
– No, I mean, the artists that you're looking to work with in the future, will they be just primarily gospel, or will they be smooth jazz as well?
Well, mostly soul artists, kind of soul, some gospel, some inspirational, some jazz. Just, you know, I try to make sure everything that we do is just positive and – that we're, you know, helping to add to the society and not take away from it, like so much music does these days.
Now, on your CD, The Shed, you have the song "Love Is Still in Style" and "This Love," which is also on Uptown, but they've been reworked a little bit. So, tell us about that, and I'll play those songs.
Okay, "Love Is Still in Style" features Carol Riddick on it, and what I did when we went back into the studio, we kept all Carol's original vocals, but I went and redid all the music. I felt like there was something else I wanted to say musically, but I felt like vocally she said everything already, so I wanted to kind of mix those two together. And then the song "This Love," actually "This Love" is new, and that wasn't on the show. That's on Uptown. And with that song, my label mate Dion is singing on there with me. And I wanted to do something a little bit different.
Okay. And then the Jujack Hustle is on the Shed, and it's also on Uptown. How did you rework that one?
With that one, just did some remixing. Gerald Veasley was actually the one who played the bass on there. And so we made sure that Gerald was up front a lot more. In the mixing and in the production, we added some different instruments and things like that to kind of beef it up some more. And
okay.
And that's primarily what we did with that one.
Okay, well, I'm going to start with that song, Jujack Hustle. Let me welcome to the chat room Cheryl and a couple of guests. And Cheryl has a question for you, David. And Cheryl, I will ask him the question after the song. David's new CD is called Uptown. It is available now on Amazon.com. Check that out. This is Jujack Hustle.
Thank you.
Okay, first of all, let me just say the guitar was on fire. You were playing that guitar. That was on fire. And
thank you.
Who was on the saxophone?
There's a guy named Carl Cox from Philadelphia, and he's in a group called D4. So I borrowed him for that song.
Wow. Okay, now, I want to just mention that David was part of our New Generation Jazz series with Art Sherrod. And unfortunately, I did not, you know, I wasn't there because I'm in Las Vegas and you guys are in, you know, that was in Baltimore area. But Mike told me about the show. He said it was, you know, it went really well. It was a great show. But, man, if you were on stage playing that guitar like that, wow, that was good. That was good.
Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Yeah, Dave's a hot guitarist. You know, like me and Terry always talk about, there's so many saxophones out here. I feel good when I see somebody else that's not playing a saxophone because, you know, the music gets a different feel and different vibe, you know, and everything.
Right.
And like Dave is definitely a top talent that needs to be looked at, you know.
More. Mm-hmm.
More,
yeah.
Definitely.
Wow.
Thank you. I appreciate that, y'all.
Wow. Okay, now I'm going to play the next song, Love is Still in Style. And did you say Carol Riddick is on this one? I love her. I need to get her on the show. I like her voice.
Yeah, she's amazing. She's one of Philly's finest, definitely.
Yeah. Now, have you guys performed together other than, you know, doing this song? Have you performed on stage together?
Yes, we did one time live, and it went really well. And there is like a video clip of it somewhere online. And then, but we're supposed to be trying to get together in the hopefully near future to do some other things. So that would be great.
Okay. The question from Cheryl in the chat room, she wanted to know if charting on Amazon helps you get to other markets.
I believe so, because when people see it, it's one of those things, the way the chart is set up, every time you log on, new releases, it pops up. And so you start to see the CD and the cover a lot. And I think that that helps the other radio stations to know that somebody's actually, people are actually listening to it and increases the demand of it. And then and then you get more opportunities.
Okay. All right. Okay, from his new CD, Uptown, this is Love in Style featuring Carol Riddick. Thank you.
fight whatever comes our way.
Always liked that song on The Shed, and now on David P. Stevens' new CD, Uptown. I love Carol Riddick's voice. I really like her voice.
Yeah, she's amazing.
Mm-hmm. Now, David, usually CDs are released on a Tuesday, but yours was released yesterday.
Right. They, again, that has to do with the strategy for, I believe, for Amazon and for reaching people overseas, because I think UK, their releases are more Fridays and weekends.
Okay, okay. Now, are there any plans of having you going over to the UK to perform?
Right now, we're working on it. We're trying to reach that market and trying to get some opportunities over there, so hopefully very soon.
Oh, good, good. All right. So now there are three new singles on this CD, and I have two of them, This Love and Uptown. And what's the other one?
There's another one called Let It Go.
Okay.
And are those all the new ones? I think those are all the new ones, but then, you know, we redid a lot of the songs as well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to play Uptown next, and this was the first single released on the CD. You posted on Facebook last night or maybe the day before that there is a video. You just finished a video for this single.
Yes.
When will that be ready?
That should be out tonight. It was supposed to be out yesterday. That was my fault, actually. I was excited about it and posted it a little too early.
Nothing wrong with
and
that.
I was looking for it, too. I was quickly contacted by the label, and they said, hold on. So, you know, that it should be out tonight. If not tonight, definitely by tomorrow. But we definitely want to get it to the public.
Yeah,
it was fun too.
I posted on that thing. I'm looking for the video. Where is it? Yeah, I was looking for it. Okay, all right. But tonight, if not tonight, maybe tomorrow. Okay, well, look for that. It's the video to the title track, Uptown. And do you have anybody in the video with you, or are you just by yourself?
Well, it's featuring Shamika Bird, who did the lead vocals on the song. And then there's a dance scene that has a bunch of my friends in it. And well, I don't want to give away too much. I'm going to be quiet on that. But yeah, it's.
So you wasn't there? You didn't get a two-step on?
We have to watch the video so you can see. I don't know. People may not watch the video if they hear I was dancing in it.
I'm sure it wasn't that bad.
No.
Hey, this is, we are talking to guitarist David P. Stevens. His brand new CD is called Uptown. It is available now on Amazon.com. His website is www.sanctafly.net. Is his website where you can find him and all of his gospel artists as well that he has produced for. So I want to, when I come back after the song, I want to ask you more about your producing side of you.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is the title track, Uptown.
Yeah, it's been a while. Been here creating in the lab, y'all. But yeah, let's go.
Very nice. I love the way you play.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah, very nice. That was the title track from his brand new CD, Uptown. So now, besides producing for gospel artists, are you looking at other artists to produce for?
Yes, I'm actually trying to get I'm looking for a manager currently because for several things. But on the production side, I'm trying to get more songs placed with different artists. And definitely branched out. I'm doing more soul and some jazz and some pop, you know, just depends on what the song calls for, I guess. And I'm definitely, to answer your question, yes, definitely looking for more artists to produce for.
Okay. All right. Now, Cheryl would like to know, who were your influences and how did it take their sound? How did you take their sound and then incorporate them into your own voice?
Wow. Well, I would say influence-wise, I started out listening to Wes Montgomery and George Benson, as I'm sure most of the guitar players that are out now did. But in addition, I also listened to a lot of people like Hiram Bullock and Mike Stern and John Scofield, a lot of like more fusion jazz players. And so I guess listening to all of them and also listening to some blues players and all of the, I mean, I just used to play constantly to every record I could find. And I guess all of those together kind of melted into one and kind of gave me my style of playing.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. The next song is another new song on the CD called This Love. Tell me about this one.
Okay, so this song features Dion, who is my label mate from 111 East Jazz Records. She has an album out. She's from D.C. And I loved her voice. So I said, I got to do a song with her. So went out and got Dion. She came up from D.C. And actually, she performed with me when we did the showcase in Baltimore, if you
mm-hmm.
know, with Mike.
Mm-hmm.
And so I really like what she did on this project, on this song.
Okay. This is This Love.
Yeah.
Okay, that was Love This Love featuring Dion on the vocals. You can find that on David P. Stevens' new CD, Uptown. Very nice, David. I like the music that you sent me. Very nice.
Thank you. Thank you.
So now, with the other than the video coming out, what else is happening for you? Are you going to be on the road soon?
I'm hoping to. I'm developing a team now that's kind of helping me to get some things together, some more opportunities, more performances. Currently, I'll be at Warm Daddy's in Philadelphia tomorrow, actually, at 7 o'clock p.m., 8:30, and also 10 o'clock. So trying to put more and more shows together every day.
Okay. All right. Well, you before we came on the air, David told us that he is at the beach with his family, enjoying some family time. So we are not going to keep you any longer, David, but thank you for joining us, and congratulations on this new CD. And other than Amazon, where else can it be found?
It's on CDBaby.com. It's also on iTunes. I think anywhere where you can find music digitally, you should be able to find it.
Okay. All right. Well, there you go. And we will be looking for that. Enjoy your day with your family today.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. Had a great time with you all.
Oh, you are very welcome. You're very welcome. And say hello to the family for us. And you guys have a great day.
Okay. You too.
All right.
All right, Dave.
Okay, Mike. Take it easy.
All right, I'm going to holler at you later on, all right?
Okay.
All right, bro.
All right. Thanks, David.
Mm-hmm.
All right, that was David P. Stevens. His new CD is called Uptown. You can find that on Amazon. His website is sanctifly.net. So check that out and pick up the CD. I always support the artists. This helps them, you know, in their – they need your support. They need all of our support, the fans. So purchase their music and go see him when he's on the road, especially if you're in the New Jersey area. Definitely go check him out. All right, Mike, what's going on with you?
I'm heading to the – Lake Arbor Jazz Festival. It's a local jazz festival with, local artists from the D.C. area. They're playing up in 8 or 9, so come check it out.
Oh, okay. All right. I wanted to mention I received a newsletter from Art Sherrard Jr. About a cruise that he is hosting. And if you, wanted to go on the Smooth Jazz Cruise, which I wish I could go on, but, you know, it doesn't fit your budget, maybe this one will. It's called the Spring Breeze, a Soul Jazz Cruise, and it's May 5th through the 10th of next year. It's going out of Cape Liberty, New Jersey to Bermuda. And there's a $250 deposit to hold your cabin, and double occupancy cabins are $1,289. So this might be a cruise you might want to consider. Performing will be Walter Beasley, Bobby Caldwell, Matt Marshak, and, of course, Art Sherrard Jr., with more artists to be announced. So for more information, you can go to ijazzglobal.com/Bermuda. For more information on this cruise, that is ijazzglobal.com/Bermuda. Sounds like a pretty good cruise. I wouldn't mind going on this one myself.
Yeah,
and,
that's a nice one.
Yeah, I'm checking out Matt Marshak. Never seen Bobby Caldwell, and I would love to see old crazy Walter Beasley perform as well. So it looks like a good cruise. So check that out. Again, go to ijazzglobal.com/Bermuda for more information on this cruise, Spring Breeze Soul Jazz Cruise. All right. We are off tomorrow. We are not on tomorrow, but we are back on Monday with Darrell Williams. He is the guitarist for Huge Groove, and he has some new music out as well. And I apologize, I do not have the name of the new CD because Darrell has not sent that to me yet, but hopefully I will have that by Monday. So,
I just wanted to say real fast, too, Sherry, that I've got some copies of Matt Marshak's new CD, Urban Folktale, and we're going to be giving them away on the show. So we're going to figure out a way to give them away on the show and everything like that. So I guess come next week we'll, you know, have a call-in, some kind of trivia or something to give these CDs away.
Okay.
And, so I got two of those and also some CDs from 76 Degree West. So we'll be giving those CDs away, throughout the rest of the show, throughout the summer. And everything for, people summer listening. And that cruise does sound pretty hot. You know, Art Sherrard is a great artist. He was the other artist that was on the New Generation series with David P. Stevens. And
you know, so I love Art Sherrod Jr. And like I said, hopefully we can get on that cruise, Terry. You know, never say never. We may
That's
be on
true.
It.
Never say. I wouldn't mind doing it. I definitely would not mind doing it. So definitely check that out. All right. So you have a good time at this festival that you're headed to. Cheryl
I'll
just posted.
Renee will be here.
Yeah, I was just going to say, Cheryl just posted the performers. So there's Marcus Mitchell, Brian Lanier, Chelsea Green, Phase 2, and Althea Renee.
Yeah.
So, all right. Sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
Sounds pretty good.
It's a small jazz festival for the local artists.
Yeah. All right. Cool. Cool. All right. Well, have a great time, Mike. And
all right.
Everyone in the chat room, thank you for joining us. Cheryl, Ghetto Pass Radio, the guest, thank you for joining us and tuning in. Again, we're off tomorrow, but tune in on Monday for Daryl Williams. You've been listening to Talking Smooth Jazz with your host, the Jazz Queen. And Mike Reynolds, I guess he hung up already. He hung up. Nope. He's Mike, you there? Okay, I lost Mike. All right. Anyway, Jazz Queen and Mike Reynolds, and we look forward to talking smooth jazz again with you on Monday. Until then, keep it smooth.
Thank you for listening to Talking Smooth Jazz. Please visit our websites, talkingsmoothjazz.com and mastermind-entertainment.com. Join our Facebook fan and group pages and follow us on Twitter at Jazz_Queen and The Daily Grind. That's THA. Daily Grind.